In this bulletin, the PM proposes new laws to make it easier to strip Australian citizenship from anyone convicted of terrorism offences, the latest official population projections, and NRL star Greg Inglis pleads guilty to drink driving and speeding charges. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is proposing new laws to make it easier to strip Australian citizenship from anyone convicted of terrorism offences. Currently, citizenship can only be taken from those sentenced to at least 6 years in jail. But Scott Morrison wants to extend that to anyone convicted of terrorism offences. Mr Morrison says the government should only need to be reasonably satisfied that a person is eligible for citizenship of another country.
These actions we're taking are designed to ensure that we have the powers that are necessary in the toolkit to ensure that Australians are kept safe. But also, it's to protect the integrity of Australian citizenship. Terrorists have violated everything about being what an Australian is all about. It's a crime against our country, not just against other citizens. And this is something that can't be tolerated and permitted.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the law needs to be updated.
It is important that we get these matters, these amendments, these improvements to the legislation through the House as quickly as possible, because we want our authorities who are dealing with 400 high priority cases now to have every tool available to them.
Legislation is due to be introduced in coming weeks. Australia's population could hit 30 million by 2029. That's according to new projections by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The research reveals the country's population could reach the magical mark between 2029 and 2033. The ABS estimates immigrants will account for 60% of growth in this time, compared to 40% due to natural increases such as births. In other news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is preparing for a meeting with Muslim leaders. The meeting aimed at combating extremism was scheduled to involve a much bigger delegation of Muslim leaders, but a number of high-profile leaders, including Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, have declared they will not attend. They signed a letter telling Mr Morrison they were disappointed with statements made by senior ministers and himself after the Bourke Street knife attack. Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, Gareth Crayham, says the Muslim community does want to meet with Mr Morrison, but not yet.
It was called at extremely short notice. The original meeting was for 1 hour with a state objective of finding ways to solve the problem of extremism. Let's be honest, meeting at that level for an hour isn't going to achieve that outcome. And we are actually hugely invested in the security of this country, and we want a proper framework around consultation with our community that allows our issues to be addressed, as well as the issues that the government wants to address.
Mr Morrison and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton say the Muslim leader's decision not to attend the meeting is counterintuitive. Federal opposition is promising to invest $200 million to subsidise the installation of home batteries to store energy from solar panels. The plan would see Labor cut the upfront cost of buying and installing batteries for 100,000 homes, earning less than $180,000 from 2020. Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler has told the ABC, aside from increasing jobs, the plan has a number of advantages. The Smart Energy Council estimates new household battery systems, which link to solar panels, would help homes save more than 60% on their power bills. South Sydney NRL star Greg Inglis has pleaded guilty to drink driving and speeding charges. His lawyer James Jordan entered the plea on Inglis's behalf at Lithgow Local Court this morning. Mr Jordan says his client did not show up at court this morning because of shoulder surgery. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather. There'll be a possible shower in Perth, 24 degrees. It's partly cloudy tomorrow in Adelaide and 20. Showers for Melbourne, 15. Rain in Hobart, 16. Showers continuing in Canberra and 17. Fine weather for Wollongong, 25. Also sunny in Sydney and 25. Much the same for Newcastle, 26. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 30. A shower or two in Cairns and 34. Also showers in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos here. This is SBS News.